Time, a second community connection of the morning, an opportunity for me to let you know about a special event coming up real soon. And Veronica Gomez is in from the Bartlesville Salvation Army. Thanks so much for coming in this morning on this. It's not bad rainy, but it's a rainy morning.
Thank you very much for having me. And I am relieved for the rain. It's put I think our temperature's down a little bit, and that is definitely needed.
Yeah, it's just, there's something refreshing, even if it just lasts for 10 minutes, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, listen, first of all, I know that the work continues 24/7, 365, but you have a special event coming up pretty soon, and it's not a musical evening per se, but it's an evening with a musician, right?
That is correct. Every year, the month of July is our Home Energy Aid fundraiser. It's also an awareness for those on fixed income, low income, who have to pay the higher than normal cooling bills. Mm-hmm. We raise funds to be able to assist them to pay these. And this year we're very blessed to have Michael Tate of the Newsboys. He's going to come and speak this Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Wesleyan Christian School gym. Mm-hmm. And he's going to talk about his trials, tribulations, and how he stayed true to his Christian faith. He's going to take some questions and answers from the audience, and then he's going to give us some time afterwards and do selfies with the entire audience afterwards.
Wow. And you said you're limiting the audience to 300 people. So theoretically, that's 300 selfies.
It is. In context to what he usually performs in front of audiences of 10,000, 20,000.
Yeah, it's nothing.
A very intimate 300 audience. And he's very interactive, very gracious, and staying till the last person gets their selfie.
Well, that is marvelous. And I'm glad that he is willing to do that for you. I think it says a lot about who he is, you know?
Absolutely. We're learning more and more about him. And he seems to do a lot behind the scenes for other nonprofit agencies such as ourselves. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is wonderful that he was able to come in and do this for us.
Okay, well, we'll get to ticket information in just a bit, because you know, sooner or later you're going to have to say, I'm sorry, we're out of seats. But you know, how did you manage to hook up with him, and does he have a connection with the National Salvation Army, or is it a kind of a local thing?
There are a couple of connections. He does have a friend here locally that facilitated this. And they are known, the Newsboys, which is what the group he's part of, mm-hmm. is known for the God's Not Dead mm-hmm. Movies. And the Salvation Army is featured in that. And they have done other fundraisers for Salvation Armies in other states. But this is something unique, and in the fact that not even Michael has done before. He's going to come in on his own. He's going to have a seat in front of a small, intimate audience and just talk to them and be able to connect and relate to them.
You described it to me before we went on the air as just kind of dinner with him, just kind of as if you were inviting him to your family dinner table.
Exactly. Very intimate, sit down and invite him into your home. It's because it is so small, and we, again, can interact with him. We're going to be able to ask him things and hear his answers and stuff.
When you open yourself up for questions from the audience, you never know what you're going to get. And even though you came to talk about your childhood experience, or you came to talk about your work, or you take, you know, whatever the topic is, once you hand somebody the microphone, you don't know what's coming.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so we are going to make sure that he doesn't get any inappropriate comments, because this is a Christian venue.
Sure.
So we will
I don't think
be,
you would anyway, but it's just a matter of, you know, we never know what question's coming.
Exactly. You never know. So what we're going to do is pass around a kettle, mm-hmm. and we're going to let the audience put their question in there. We are going to screen for inappropriateness. And then our divisional commander of the Salvation Army from Oklahoma City will be in, and she'll help with the flow of the event. And she's going to be reading the questions from the audience.
Okay.
And if they would like to say who they are or acknowledge who they are in the audience, that is at their discretion. Mm-hmm. And I did ask Michael when we were first setting up this event, I said, you know, we really want to do this question and answer session, because we feel like that will give this small intimate group more, you know, bang for their buck and be able to interact and connect with you further. But I am concerned about some crazy questions that could pop out. And he was very, very great and just very smooth and said, I can handle anything. You would be surprised over the years what I've been asked, so I will have no problem.
Well, it certainly does make a performer, a member of a group, somebody who is known nationally, a little bit warmer audience, because if I didn't personally ask my question, somebody asked him my question, it makes that connection with him just that much better for whoever, you know, asked the question.
I agree. And then, again, a small intimate gathering of 300, when you're taking the selfies, you're going to have more, you know, contact with him mm-hmm. at that point as well. So very, very gracious and very social person. Loves to connect with his audience, especially the teenagers and the young adults. And
which is part of his story. That's that I'm sure he's going to spend a lot of time talking about.
Exactly. He is going to discuss his youth. He grew up in Washington, D.C., formed DC Talk, for those of you my age. Mm-hmm. We remember him from DC Talk with Toby Mack and Kevin Max.
Yep.
And then he formed his own band, Tate. And then in 2009, joined the Newsboys. And the Newsboys had been around, I think, for several years. But with his addition and just some opportunities that came their way, they seemed to gain in popularity at that point, around 2009, 2010, with winter jams and stuff like that. It was just, a great set up for both of them.
Very, very few groups, unless you're, you know, such a top name like, I don't care, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, but almost every other group has changed the membership somewhere along the line. I mean, even you know, Paul Best is not the drummer from the Beatles. We know Ringo Starr.
Yes.
You know, I mean, groups just go through changes of personnel, and until you get the right mix of people, it's not quite that group, you know.
It's true. Very true. The click.
Yeah. All of a sudden it works. And certainly this group of people has worked for the Newsboys, like you said, since 08, 09, somewhere along in there.
Yes. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
But we're just, again, so very grateful that he is able to come and give our community and the Salvation Army this experience to pass on.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Well, how does somebody get signed up? How did they get tickets? And I'm sure there's a donation somewhere along the line.
Yes, the tickets are tax deductible, as you mentioned. They're $20, and you can come by the Salvation Army from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and purchase them. We can take cash or check. For those of you who are like me and never have either one of those, we do have the tickets for sale on Eventbrite, online even, so you don't have to come get out of your house or anything, and you can use a credit card or debit card.
Yeah,
and it's eventbrite.com.
Okay, so again, go to eventbrite.com, and then, again, I've been to the website, but not recently. It asks the question so you can find the right event. So that's,
it does, yes.
And so it's a pretty easy sign-up, really, for you.
It is. It's a conversation with Michael Tate presented by the Salvation Army. And the first of some series that we plan on doing, we're looking for other guests. We kind of like this format of bringing somebody in, mm-hmm. Known to the community, and just sit down and have a conversation with them and see what they have to communicate.
Sure. Now, another event going on today, actually. You've got a Vacation Bible School going on?
Yes. The Salvation Army, along with Grace Community Church and Get Real Ministries, we've been hosting a week-long Vacation Bible School to a lot of the kids on our side of town, and over 100 and some little kiddos running around. They've had a fantastic time. Today, it all culminates in a carnival that we have set up for them. They have games, a dunk tank to get their favorite staff in, and a chance to, you know, make them go swimming a little bit, even mm-hmm. in the rain.
Yeah.
And then we
fortunately
also,
you're here, so you're not going to you might get wet in the rain, but not from the tank.
No, I plan this right. I'm here. They can't get me. I know they would love to.
Well, that shows they love you, I think.
I hope so. But they, on their way out today, they will receive, every single one of them, a pair of new shoes, bag of socks, a food bag to take home that's kid-friendly, a Bible from Grace Community Church, and hopefully a whole lot of new friendships and love, and they were able to get something out of this week.
Well, I would imagine that at least a percentage of them that are not regular members, but probably will be back for your after-school program.
We hope. You know, that would be great, but I think it was more to show them some love, get them some one-on-one attention, and hopefully maybe we'll see them at one of the services between the three churches involved. We would love to see that.
Yeah, always some great outcomes there.
It is.
But again, the main topic of our conversation this morning, I don't want to slight the other other program, but again, I want people to come out to your event. Again, it's at Hillcrest Country Club, is that right?
No, it is at the Wesleyan Christian School.
You told me that, Wesleyan Christian School, yeah.
Yes, it's in the school, the high school gymnasium, and it is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and tickets are still available.
Okay, so pick up your tickets. Again, a meager $20 donation, something that should be affordable for nearly everybody, and you can make that either online through Plastic or stop by the Salvation Army today and get your tickets.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, an opportunity if nothing else, with a selfie with the star.
Exactly. A lot of people, and again, very surprised, as we were talking earlier, when we had mentioned that you'll be able to take a selfie after the event is over, after the question and answer session. That seemed to perk them up the most, got them the most excited.
Okay. Well, Veronica, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I know that the work continues not only locally, but nationally and internationally, 24/7, 365. And I'm sure you're always in need of volunteers.
Always in need of volunteers. We always have something going on. We're getting ready to start our campaign for the Red Kettle Drives. Mm-hmm. It's July, and we're already talking about Christmas.
Well, yes. First of all, I would be surprised if you weren't, but it's an opportunity for volunteers, and I have no doubt you may not have a calendar out today, but if somebody called you up and said, I got a group that wants to ring bells, you'd take their name.
I actually do have a calendar out and ready to go, so I would love to hear from somebody who would like to do some bell ringing. But and if you need something more immediate or would like to do something more immediate, we always could use assistance in our food pantry or when we're processing our utility assistance. We also facilitate one of the Tier 1 classes with Building Bridges Out of Poverty, and we provide the families with dinner that evening. So if you have any groups that would like to come in and help us prepare dinner and serve, we would be more than happy to have you there.
Okay, well, again, Veronica Gomez is her name. She's at the Salvation Army, and I've given this number. I should know it, but I don't have it memorized well enough to quote it right now. What's the phone number?
Our phone number is 918-336-6454, and I just want to say thank you so much for having me on today and letting me talk about everything that we have going on.
Happy to do it for you. And again, sounds like it's going to be a fun evening. Wesleyan Christian Church School to Tuesday night, and one of the members of the Newsboys, you're going to get a good evening of information and fun, and a selfie to take home and share.
Exactly. Fun and fellowship.
More on the way on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
This is Mario Andretti. You know me as a race car driver, but I'm also...